Well, water and my body. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Well, water and my body. All of our lives we've been drinking water. Fresh water is in great demand these days. Around the world, billions of people, trillions of people are not enjoying well water. You say, well, there are not even trillions of people born. There's only billions of people on Earth. Well, the water that is being drunk is having benefit on generations to come. Generations to come, because it is putting into the bodies of the current generations and into the activity of the body and how the body functions for generations to come. And the reason for this is that water is what most of the body is made up of. And because water is what most of the body is made up of, it is a very important impact upon the body. Now, there are many ways of filtering the water. Water comes in many forms. It comes in rain, it comes in rivers, it comes in lakes, it comes in streams, it comes in wells, underground lakes that exist and underground streams that exist and carry the water from mountains to oceans, mountains to valleys. Now, while all of this is very spectacular and very awareable, you are able to be acknowledging and be knowledgeable about how the water is moving from place to place, how it evaporates and how it returns to Earth and how it recycles itself. Well, the biggest recycling job that water has to do is in our mind. In our minds, we think about who we are and what we are. In our minds, we think that water is a very important thing. And physiologically, we know this is very important. We know exactly how the water that we drink has an impact on our bodies. And we know how important adequate water is. And yet, we still choose to mentally waste water. Now, I say mentally waste water because water is not wasted physically, it is wasted mentally. We feel such a need for water, and we use it in our toilets, we use it in our sinks, we use it on our lawns. Water is there to be used. And the use of the water is all good and very good. However, the attitude we have about the use of the water is where our problem comes from. When we can reestablish ourselves with an attitude of success, which is the attitude that many companies had, and they were quite successful in the recent years and went sky high, in fact, but along came someone with a little doubt. And throwing a little doubt into the machinery made the machinery fall. Bad investments didn't make the machinery fall because the investments were not believed to be bad. They were believed to be good. All of the activities that went into the financial economy of our world were believed to be done in good faith, to be done well. Then, as the mental attitude changed in the world, and as things became a little more competitive instead of cooperative, then the industries which were supporting one another, the financial institutions which were supporting the various activities that were going on in the world, began to be in doubt. And large industrial firms began to doubt them. Financial firms began to doubt them, and when the doubt came in, the positive attitude, which had built these wonderful mega trillion corporations and their billions of dollars of worth, began to flutter. And because they began to flutter, all of these things began to fall apart. And when these things began to fall apart, then all of the world took a big blow. All of the world took a big blow, and now we're experiencing a difficulty financially in the world. And it's not because of the world's finances, but because of the world's mentality. We're experiencing a Greenpeace type of thing. We're experiencing the need for carbon dioxide control. We're experiencing the need for water control. And all of these things, too, are mental. They're mental. If all the people on Earth were able to say, we live in a balanced universe. We live in a balanced universe. And just put this affirmation into place. A balanced universe would follow. This is what preceded, this is what came before the mega growth of our stocks, the mega growth of our industries and what have you. A belief. They believed it could be done, and it was done. And with the belief that it could be done, they believed that it could be done, and then there were always people who were looking for special deals, and there was not a general overall attitude that it is well wise. One of the greatest disservices that all nations do to themselves is say that politicians are bad. Politicians are out for themselves. And because they say this, politicians are then out for themselves. But countries that say to themselves, we have the finest, most ethical politicians that the world has ever known. We have the most beautiful politicians that could ever be. If we start believing in ourselves, then it is so. Here at the Absolute Monastery, people come and visit us. People who come to work and do some yard work or painting or other things for us, and they say, what a fantastic environment you have. It's like entering a peaceful paradise. When I enter the grounds of the Absolute Monastery, I feel like entering the peaceful paradise. Well, there are problems here in paradise. There are attitudes here that are going on that I keep remedying by saying all is in divine order, and then they become in divine order. This needs to have a job work, a reiteration of the affirmations. And even paradise, if it is not reiterated in its affirmation of paradise, might fall away from being paradise. The money market fell away from its strength because people ceased to believe in it. And how foolish that is. It's our money that is being disturbed when we cease to believe in it. It's our stocks that are going up and down when we cease to believe in the market. When we as a nation of people, when we as a world of people, continue with our belief in ourselves, our belief in our businesses and our structures and our water, then all of these things will prove to be very wonderful and very pure and very magnificent. And I guess our original purity and integrity is the way we want to go. Oh, there'll be a few little ups and downs as people find their way, but the way is up. The direction is up, not down. And the sky is the limit. There's no limit. Years ago, we used to laugh at Italy and having its millions of liras as a down payment for a car. Yes. And now it's on the euro market, and it's on the euro dollar, and it's more imbalanced. But the people within the country still like to maintain their own dollar sign, like the Swiss are doing, and like many other countries are doing. Even though they're in the euro market, they are not able to give up that representation of who they are. Now, it's not for the good of the people that we give it up. It's for the good of ourselves. When we begin to think all money is good, and all money is spent on beneficial things, when we begin to think that all air is pure, and all air is wonderful, then companies that are making things that are polluting the air will naturally look for new ways of using air and using their products so that it will not pollute the air, and these will be more beneficial financially to them to do that. And so it is with water. When we look at the water and how it's being misused and how it's being directed in areas that we feel are not beneficial, what would happen if all the world were to water its grounds and grow trees and grow wonderful crops and so forth? The entire balance of the United States and the world would be more harmonious. There'd be fewer deserts, fewer arid areas, and more beautiful crops. And the water would evaporate and then return to the lakes and streams as rivers, as rain, and be a very beneficial thing. But we keep it from doing that. We tie it up into bundles. We send our water out to sea. One of our good friends in Florida is working on the regeneration of the water of the city's water that's going into the canals and that is being purified to such a beautiful extent. Well, he doesn't realize, or maybe he does, that the water is not only being purified going into the canals, but the evaporating water from the canals has less purification to do as it evaporates and becomes rain and becomes beneficial water for all of Florida. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? How one little community where Henry is working on this project, and you can be sure there are many other communities that are doing something similar whenever they're faced with the need for purifying their waters. Well, water and my body. Well, water is beautiful. We live here in the high desert in Southern California, and it's very arid. And the people are all worried about the water. They're worried about the water. And yet, when the water is used and it is put up into the grass and the plants and the trees and all of nature's wonders, it evaporates into the air and comes down again. And it can come down in virtually the same area, if you wish, and be the rain. Because we have found that where trees are, rain is. There is what we call the rainforest, because where the rains are, everything grows very beautifully and very abundantly. Water from wells is a very beautiful thing, and it's a very beneficial thing, and it's what has been used all over the world by mankind wherever mankind went. Mankind was not assured of the surface water being adequately filtered to use, and so he dug wells down in under the ground so that the water would be purified as it passed through the layers of ground down to the waterbed where it was taken up in the well. Actually, well water is quite good. And it's not necessarily how deep the well is, but how well placed the well is, how properly positioned it is to be able to draw upon the beds of water that are all around it. Actually, we do live on a bed of water. And it is public knowledge that in the Sahara Desert, not more than a few feet below the ground, is water. And if that water could be channelized and utilized, the Sahara Desert would disappear as a desert, and it would become one great beautiful forest land as it had been in the past. And people look at the had-been in the past and they think that what has happened is that the world shifted, that the world shifted on its axis, and that because the world shifted, because of that, the area, some areas became arid and other areas became more abundantly with water and different things. And that may be true. That may be an obvious, apparent thing. But that's not where the shift came in. Where the shift came in was when somewhere around the world, great anger was shown. Somewhere around the world, great feelings of tension and anxiety took place. And these feelings of tension and anxiety close up the arteries of the world. They close up the well arteries, the water arteries, the oil arteries, the arteries of all good throughout the world. And now, man is looking more to find other arteries. It would seem that it would be very advantageous to us to mentally purify our thoughts about our well water, purify our thoughts about all of our water sources, and recognize that as the land water, the sweet water, the water, the fresh water, is drinkable, so the ocean water is being made drinkable. And the water is there. The earth is never without the water. It's merely recognizing the water in its beautiful forms. And true, our glaciers are melting. It's true there is a change in the temperatures of various areas. But as we put our world in order by our thought, we'll be like the mother who says to the child, "I don't care what the other children are doing. You're going to do what is correct and good." And the mother doesn't really say that. The mother gives the child a living example through her actions and being of what the world is right, of what is right to do. The mother wouldn't think of stealing, but yet she would think of picking up money that is floating around on the ground because it doesn't belong to anybody. Well, truly, it doesn't belong to you either. When our integrity is so pure that we do not touch one single thing that is not our own and claim it, rather, we create our own experiences and our own good, our own joy in life. If we can teach that to our children, and teach it right now to ourselves, we will find that all of the tragedies and all of the problems with the ecology in the world, with the economy in the world, will all fall right into place and be a perfect balance. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is balance in the economy, and it began. That's a war we are looking at. It's about time we begin to do our mental work about it. Now there is balance in our economy, and the world economy is in divine order. What a lovely thing to say. Now there is balance in the water systems of the world, and the well water of the world is beautiful and pure and wonderful, as it has always been. When we put these affirmations in motion for our highest good, you can be sure our highest good is not far behind. Try this in your backyard and watch the miracles happen. Well water and my body? My body creates all water pure and beautiful because that's what my body is designed to do. And it works harder when the water is not as pure, but it still is designed to do that, and it does it. I have a perfect body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. There is now peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now peace, order, balance, and harmony in the ecology, the economy, and the world in which I live. And So it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.